himself very lightly. And so he says, "Oh, Parson," says, "take some beans, take some over." He says, "Take damn now all of them."
You said if a woman who's going to have a baby is pregnant.
Yeah.
Do you know any other terms for that if somebody doesn't want to say pregnant?
Well, yes, and quite a big, good many of them around.
What are some of them?
Well, of course they say she's with child.
Yeah.
She's expecting.
Mm-hmm.
You say she's big.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you use that term anymore or not, but I guess that's enough about a pregnant woman.
Okay. What do you call a woman that helps at childbirth, somebody who's not a nurse?
A midwife.
Okay.
I used to belong to the Midwives Association.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't ever practice, but I went to the meetings and got a heap of good stories out of them.
I bet you did. If a boy's face is similar to his father's, you might say the boy, what, his
father? Favors his father.
And if a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you might say the boy
is like his father.
A person might say to a child, "You better stop that or you're going to get a..."
Get a licking.
All right. Now, what's something that's worse than a licking?
I don't know.
Well, I mean...
Spanking or switching?
Well, would a spanking or...
A whipping?
Now, would you put those in order of intensity? Which would be the worst?
I don't know the distinction in my mind.
Okay. That one is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Okay. How do people speak of a child whose parents aren't married? They say he's a...
Well, they say he's a bastard now, yes.
And if they don't want to say that, what would they say?
Well, I don't know. If you're out in the mountains, you'd say the woods colt would die.
Is that a term used in Elbert County, woods colt?
Well, it would be understood, I guess, but it's not.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Sally is a loving child, but Mary is uneven.
More affectionate, I'd say, or more loving.
All right. Your sister's son would be your...
You mean my nephew?
Uh-huh. A child whose parents are dead is an...
Orphan.
And for that child, the court might appoint a...
Guardian.
The people in somebody's immediate family are his...
His relatives, that's what you want, relatives, that's...
And all the people in the family, no matter how distantly related, what would you call them? Would you still...
Call them relatives right on.
Okay. Well, would you... is there any way you distinguish between the... relatives in the immediate family and the more distant relatives?
Well, yes, that's where you would do it. The more, you said distant relatives.
Just the
relatives,
way I said it. Uh-huh. He isn't related to her. He's no what to her?
He's no kin.
A person who's just moved into the neighborhood and whom no one knows yet is a...
Stranger.
Okay, and when would you call him a foreigner?
Well, if Gene Tammy's talking, if I can call anybody outside the state of Georgia this morning. And we wouldn't call them a foreigner unless they were actual foreigners, I mean.
For you, from a foreign country?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Jesus' mother was named?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife was named?
Martha.
And there's a song called "Wait Till the Sun Shines."
I think Nelly tears into it.
Depending on whether a woman is married or not, she's called Miss or...
Mrs.
And the woman married to Mr. Wilcox would be...
Mrs. Wilcox.
What do people call an untrained part-time preacher?
They call him a jack-legged preacher around here.
What's a female school teacher called?
She just called a teacher.
Okay. My mother might say to me, "This man is your uncle and his wife is..."
Your aunt.
Sally is a nickname for...